Authority still remain in its rejection and ignorance the people demand. We're talking about people demanding to be the source of power, means that they need to be an elected government, a fully authorized elected parliament with full real authorities, and inclusive security and independent judicial authority. Now the king is talking about cosmetic changes to the constitution that can be even done outside the constitution and the bylaw and other laws without even touching. The theme here in Bahrain, the authority is using big words like national consensus dialogue, using constitutional reform, using reform project. But when you look at it, it's zero effect on the ground because
okay.
the mentality
well,
here.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Al-Mazouk. What specifically do you want to hear the king say that you haven't heard? What do you want to happen?
It's a universal right to every single citizen in a country to have a voice in his government. We don't have this voice. We have to have representative governments, means that the people choose the cabinet, the full, the prime minister and the ministers, and the programs supposed to meet the people demand, not the royal family demand. When we talk about legislative authority, we need to have a fully authorized legislative authority. These are the things that we need the king to say.
But isn't this the start of the process of that actually happening? Isn't this just the beginning? It is the proverbial step in the right direction.
In 1926, we have a sort of local governments elected by the people in Bahrain, or halfly elected by Bahrain. We are ready 100 years ago. And if the authorities are not ready for democracy, it's not the cause of the Bahraini people to wait for these people to educate themselves on the practice, as the king said, on the practice of democracy. We are a nation very well educated, and we have aspiration, and these are universal rights that are supposed to be available to every citizen, and we are not going to wait for the king and his family just to be educated in democracy.
Can I just ask you very, very briefly, I'm sorry to interrupt there, but just ask you very briefly about the Al-Wefaq party who you represent in this last question, because you, of course, have pulled out of parliament. You don't sit in parliament anymore. Isn't it about time that you went back into the process there, into the parliamentary process, and there you could make your voice heard rather from the sidelines?
Because we've left the parliament because this does not represent the people in its formation, because half of the legislative authority is appointed by the king, and still after this amendment, the proposed amendment, still he will hold the legislative authority and he will hold the executive authority. So there is no way that within such formula that any progress could be done to a basic law rather than a constitution. We're talking about Arab Spring when everyone is talking to voice his and her demand outside. If this recommendation of amendment presented from any Arab leaders, now they having uprising, the international community will just laugh and be very angry. What are you talking about? The people demanding full participation in the political process, and you're talking about just swapping some employees within the legislative authority. The presidency of the National Assembly should be within the employed Shura Council Speaker, or the employed but in indirect way, the representative council speaker.
Okay.